Hey, guys.
What was that music?
It was fun. I don't know.
Can they hear that? I always think about that. Are these copyright protected?
No. This is from a list of things which we have licensed that are able to play. That's why they're in there. They all sound, that sounded probably like you're in line at Disneyland to get on some kind of teacup themed ride.
Yes. Yes, it did. Okay, I want to answer your question quickly because I promised I would.
What was my question for the people that just tuned into the post game?
Sure. Okay, so we did a story about Chinese sex robots. And there was some concern that they were disrespectful to women, right? I get really uncomfortable with like the teen stuff. It's just weird to me. And I know it's like an entire genre of porn and whatever. But aside from that, I don't think that it's disrespectful to women.
Why like, not?
It's a sex doll.
It's a sex doll. And also, okay, is it disrespectful to men that I enjoy my vibrator? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Or if
answer
if,
is yes.
Like,
no, I'm just kidding.
Like people need pleasure. Like it's not that big of a deal. And I don't know, I just don't find it disrespectful. It doesn't bother me. What I find disrespectful is when I find out that a company is actively and you know just purposely paying a female less for working the same position as the male.
Yes.
Like that's the kind of
company,
stuff that matters to me.
The sex doll company, if they were hypothetically paying less for their female employees, then that's disrespectful to women.
I mean, that's discriminatory. Yeah. And I mean,
I'm also fucked up.
Yeah, and I'm assuming like two people who have the same qualifications doing the same job, it's just the woman's making less. Like that's the kind of stuff that concerns me. You know, like I care about the opportunities and making sure that there's an equality of opportunity. Sex dolls are sex dolls. Like dildos are dildos. Like it's a sex toy. I don't know.
I think it's a love story. There was a 80s movie called Mannequin where the mannequin came to life and they fell in love. I think there's potential there for you to fall in love with your sex robot.
Why do you know that?
Everyone saw Mannequin in the 80s. And Bart's like pointing at me.
I didn't see Mannequin.
Slyly.
I don't know.
Meshach Taylor, Kim Cattrall, and Andrew McCarthy or whatever his name is.
Jesus Christ.
Like yuppie guy who's not James Spader from 80s movies. Anyways, the disrespectful aspect of it from like Chinese app rental service, like public good companies, that's hilarious is more like just people disrespecting the product. Uh-huh. Not women, but like. I forget what paper it was in, but there was like a story where like they had a bunch of, in this article they mentioned an umbrella company where people just stole all the umbrellas.
Yeah.
There's a, their bikes are the big thing. Like there's a bunch of bike companies, and if you live in Los Angeles, you know that like there's a bunch of, they've gotten rid of parking, which sucks, but they've replaced it with bikes, which is responsible. And it's all these little stations that you have to park the bike back on at the end.
City Bike is one famous one that they have in New York as well.
In China, they don't have stations. They're trying not to have stations, so there's like this mutual respect. There's a special word for it, and I forget what the word is in Chinese, but it's like respect for each other. And no one has it. When it comes to the bikes, folks are just like seeing the bike and just like throwing it in trees. There's thousands of bikes just strewn nonchalantly all over China, where people are Chinese cities where they're just like, screw it, you know, you're not tracking me, I'm gonna get rid of this bike. I wonder if they'll do the same with the sex robots where they're just like, I'm keeping the vagina
the
part. You can send the other part back.
I would make the argument it's because they're horny boys. That they are behaving in such an angry way.
So what did you say during the show? What does horny boys make proud boys? What does that mean?
Proud boys is a white nationalist movement started by Gavin McInnes. And they are proud Western chauvinist racist assheads that
They co-opt like a term like proud boys.
Yeah, they call themselves the proud boys.
Conservatives have been doing that since like the beginning of conservatism.
Yeah,
like American, like usually they'll have like an organization that's super hateful towards specific groups of people, but they'll name that organization something very delightful.
Yeah, like defending
like toaster
liberties,
strudel or something.
Like,
exactly.
Well, I can't like toaster strudel anymore. It's fucking white nationalist.
No, it's like American defense of religious freedom or shit like that. But it's actually just like anti-gay, anti-Islam.
Yeah.
It's just like hateful organizations. But yeah, Proud Boys are great because they're just so unaware of how chody they seem. Because their indoctrination includes getting punched out by all these other nerdy like Proud Boy dudes. And they have to recite five cereal brand names while they're getting punched out, and their whole thing is like, we punch Antifa, like we punch back.
Why is it cereal? Is like, is for example, it's cereal?
Always cereal. You have to, you get punched in, and it's like the Bloods and Cribs, you know how they like beat you in?
Yeah.
It's the same, but this time you're like reciting cereal names.
That's so
like
weird.
Cereal brands.
Anyway, so random. We should provide sex robots for these people.
Yeah.
Like, would you like a sex robot boy? Is that a thing? Would
no,
women
I don't
like
need
it
a
as
sex
much?
Robot boy. I'm married to a hot guy.
Like, oh,
yeah.
But like,
but it, I
humble
mean,
brag.
Generally, but would like, you do that?
No, I mean, it's. I don't need a robot. I just need the vibrator. Like, that's all I need. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, going back to the conversation about like, oh, but it objectifies women and this and that. Like, I don't believe for a second that when women are masturbating, they're fantasizing about unattractive men. Like, they're fantasizing about men that they find attractive. And when they see an attractive guy in their head, they're thinking, I mean, maybe I'm different, but I'm thinking things that objectify them.
Right.
That's not to say that I think less of them or they should have less opportunities or whatever. I just feel like that's human nature.
So in that Ted Cruz, when there was a, what was it? The Ted Cruz vibrator case.
Ted Cruz Porngate?
Yeah. Porngate, it came out. Everyone talked about this story. I did a video about it where it was like Ted Cruz was like defending the law that said you couldn't buy
vibrators. Sex toys.
And his defense is like, I was defending the law. That was my job. But he can also choose not to defend
right,
that
of
law.
Course.
Or he could come up with a less ridiculous set of reasons than the one he ended up coming up with, which was, you know, sex toys are essentially like prostitutes. It's similar to hiring a prostitute, which prostitutes, you know, you're devaluing the person who's a prostitute. Well, and everyone was just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh my God, I thought you were making that argument. I'm like, what are you talking about?
No, that's what Ted Cruz did.
But I like that because you can flip it on its head for legalization of prostitution and be
which
like,
just
yeah.
Like when you get a vibrator, you have to have like awkward conversation with it. You're afraid that a vibrator is going to be part of like some vibrator trafficking, you know?
Yeah, you want to know how
conspiracy.
It was made. Is it fair trade organic vibrator?
Was it smuggled across the border for a better life in America?
I just want to know what the battery life is. That's like the only thing I care about.
On the vibrator.
Oh my God, I did this video.
You don't care about like the speeds and stuff? Because I recently bought a vibrator with my now ex-girlfriend. Uh-huh. It was expensive. Those things
were like $100.
Yeah, vibrators are very expensive.
$120.
Yeah, mine was not. It was like $80, but it was like a smaller one. It had like, I really like the silicone ones. Those are good. Uh-huh. They feel good. Like they don't feel weird.
I don't know how people
use metal. Or like
glass, or like freshly blown glass.
Yeah, or plastic. It's just weird to me that people would opt out of just using silicone.
You know what weirds me out? When they're animal themed. It's like there's a rabbit, there's a dolphin.
One's
a slug.
Oh yeah, there's one called the rabbit.
The rabbit,
yeah.
Those are too intense. Like I like simple. And
do you know about?
I want it to look like a MAC lipstick container. Like I just want it to be small.
Pocket racket.
So I ordered one on. I ordered one on Amazon.
I have an Amazon story
now
about
your
vibrators.
Cookies are just loaded with dildos.
Oh God.
Wherever
I'm not concerned about that. But like the description was wrong. Right? Like
yes.
The description of this vibrator on Amazon was incorrect. And so it gets delivered. I open the package. Christian is there. And you know, we're open and honest. Like he knows I ordered a vibrator.
It's like Christmas
and,
morning.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And I'm excited. And I take it out and it's like a freaking sword. It's huge. It's this huge thing.
Is it a dildo or a vibrator?
No, it's a vibrator, but it's like one of these. You know what it looks like?
Oh,
it looks like.
Is it double prong like this?
No, I don't like that fancy stuff. I just want it to be simple.
Yeah,
like,
she's basically Amish when it comes to vibrators.
No, not Amish. Like,
Brett and I, we've elevated to a next level of vibrator game where it's like, is it double prong? Like, is it 5-speed? What are we working with? But I was going to mention a Hitachi Magic Wand, which is like the fucking, it's the best vibrator you can get on the marketplace. It's a wall mount.
If you want your pussy to fall off.
No, like, no, literally, that's what I was gonna say.
Has that ever happened where you want that?
It comes with a warning that you will lose sensitivity in your clitoris if you use it too frequently. And that's because it's the most powerful. It's this big.
Yeah.
And it just has like a big ass head and you have to plug it into a wall.
By the way, no judgment at all for anyone
for
who uses it and likes it. Like, do you? But it it intimidates me. Like, it just looks too intense.
No, I would recommend it. I go one beyond what you just said, and I would recommend every single man and woman here following this show to go and get one. 100%. I think they're amazing.
On yourself?
Oh, not on myself.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I would. What if? I mean, I have. I've explored a penis ring.
Okay.
I've used, by the way, we have a Cosmo.
I love the idea of exploring it.
Just like scribbling away notes right now, okay?
Make sure that when you write the part of him exploring a penis ring, he's wearing like spelunking gear.
Yeah, no,
I've
used a cock ring. It's not that great, but the one I used was basic. I used like a Durex one. But vibrators are amazing. And the reason why I mention it, the reason why I recommend it is because it will improve your sex life with your partner 1000%. Because oftentimes, because we live in a very like repressed puritanical culture, women have this negative connotation to self-pleasure, and it takes a lot of effort to please women sometimes in bed. And you need to have back and forth communication. Honesty.
Don't come to me on the one, fuckers.
Yeah. Brett was like, and
I never tried.
Vibrator genuinely helps with that. And then
yeah.
You don't even need to use it all the time, but like it kind of opens the door to that being a routine thing.
Yeah, you give her the vibrator, you say, get yourself to the 1 yard line, and I'll come in and go to the end zone because you won't have like a 2 minute drill with me. It's a 2 minute drill.
That's why they put you on the
stage. Play the hurry up offense. I'm always doing
I think men who perform for a short period of time get disproportionate criticism compared to men who take too long. Because there are men who take too long, and that is also not fun.
Wrap it up.
Right?
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
God, there's some. Oh, no. Amazon product reviews of vibrators. The best thing you'll ever do. I did a video a long time ago there was like
you strike me as a person with too much time on their hands. You're like, oh,
well, that was
Big Brother
for Viral Video Film School.
That was awesome.
But one of them, I was trying to look for it. I don't know if it's still up, but it was. I just started doing Amazon product reviews, and it's really interesting how long people take to talk about like their experience with like Bic pens, and they do a video about it. But this one woman reviewed like every vibrator I could find on Amazon, and the way that she showcased it so that you wouldn't be disappointed with it being misrepresented is she had a vibrator, and next to it she put like a marker and a battery.
Oh, so smart.
Be like, household
smart.
Perfect. If your vagina is one marker deep and one AAA wide.
Okay, that is so smart.
So
she's
good.
She's writing it down right now.
She's like
product reviews.
Hold on. I am going to read the reviews of this product because I'm curious. I didn't read the reviews.
That's where you messed up.
Like, I know.
If you're buying anything online, you have to at least read the reviews.
I think I might have read some. I don't know. But there was nothing about the size. And
I think you got a little excited.
Take me through.
That's what happened. I got a little excited. You were like, oh, this is going to be great. And then you just purchased it.
The only thing I read was how much, because you know how people can ask questions about.
Oh, wow.
I
can't tell if that's a vibrator
or a
lightsaber. Finale, like the end of the fight.
The only thing I did read was the info about the battery life. But okay, let's get to the reviews. It had great reviews.
How fucking long you need the battery for?
I mean,
battery life is significant.
Do you have the ones that are like little discs? You gotta get the fucking AA, AAA.
No, you don't use one with a fucking portable battery. You gotta go buy new batteries. No, you gotta get one. You recharge.
Yes,
come
exactly.
On.
I
recently bought like two vibrators, so I'm very well read on
the
subject.
Like the Cassini, mine's powered by a nuclear reactor.
Oh, that's probably the best one.
It lasts decades.
Literally burns off your clitoris.
Yeah.
Whew. Oh, Jesus.
It had really good reviews. Everyone seems to love it, but it's too much for me.
So here's
how big is it? Give me like an estimate.
It's big.
Jesus.
It's like the size. It's honestly the size of the Hitachi one. It's not plug-in. It's not nearly as powerful. But it's too.
Just
I don't.
Seems like a nuisance. Then
I just. It's not. It's not for
so
me.
So what? So you're sitting at home. I understand like the opening it and looking at it, and that's interesting. But like, are you like? What are you doing that you're like? You know what I need to do right now? Buy a vibrator.
When the one I had stop working.
It just stopped working.
How long did it take?
To buy a new one?
No. How long did it take for it to stop working?
A long time.
Oh, okay.
Like 2 years.
What administration did you buy it during?
Obama.
Ted Cruz. She was in Texas under Ted Cruz. She's like, oh no. She's like a gun owner. She's like, oh shit, Ted Cruz is gonna take all the vibrators away.
Might as well go buy some. Hilarious. People are stockpiling.
Yeah, they're just
toys.
Like, fuck, we need to get all of them.
Okay. Enough about vibrators. Let's talk about something else.
Okay.
Dildos.
So no more X-rated stuff. Let's talk about something of import. Something that's important.
Huh, fuck, I got nothing. I'm trying to figure out what to do my Facebook original about. And I want it, maybe I think I'm gonna do it about like how when you go on your phone and you like go to like your iPhone stories.
Uh-huh.
And how it's like right now it's powerful earthquake strikes Mexico from the New York Times. Mm-hmm. Evacuator die from NBC News. Puerto Rico faces a hurricane. People magazine has Kevin Hart's alleged accuser steps forward.
I hate that story.
But Fox News has playmate Jenna Bentley sucker punched by boob considers breast reduction. And it's always something like that. It's always like something in the news from everyone else. And then Fox News is always like, woman gets hit in face by own boob. Video.
Look, when you have an administration that you have to do propaganda consciously for, it's fucking up so significantly and so frequently, you gotta fill that air. We gotta fill the airwaves with some bullshit. And
well,
Fox
the
News,
airwaves have always been full of bullshit.
No, but like they have to misdirect. And what is a better attention grabbing story than literally like a woman hitting themselves with their own boob?
Like that sounds like a Mad Lib, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you like the Kevin Hart story?
Because it's none of our business.
Really?
Yeah, it's none of our business. He's
famous, so I want him to fail.
Yeah,
he's too famous.
Do not care, and I wish others didn't care. I hate that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It feels icky, like even reading about it. Like, why am I reading about this? I shouldn't know. You know, just because it's a public figure doesn't mean I should know what's going on in his or her marriage. And by the way, like, you know, early on, that was the kind of, when I started here, that was like the kind of stuff that we talked about in the hour that I hosted. And I hated it because it just felt wrong. Like, it felt wrong to like discuss the dirty details of a celebrity's personal life and then share your take on it. Because who cares about my take? Like,
I mean,
that's your life. Like, because especially now that I'm married, I can't imagine how difficult it would be to go through, you know, infidelity and all that stuff, but then have to go through it in the public eye where everyone has something to say, right? Like, people are either criticizing or sharing their two, like, I don't need your 2 cents on that. That's my life. That's my personal life. That's why it bothers me.
Yeah. Yeah, you're saying now that you are a celebrity, kind of.
I'm not a celebrity, and it goes beyond me. Like, I always hated those stories just because it felt
what about
needlessly
public officials?
Intrusive.
What about like Anthony Weiner or specifically Ted Cruz, a person who has tried to pass legislation that will stop others from doing certain things?
I think that is
open market.
Absolutely. So if you're talking about a lawmaker who is trying to ban porn, for instance. Or let's say this has happened so many times. A GOP lawmaker who wants to ban same-sex marriage and then is caught in a same-sex affair.
Well, they're doing that so they don't have to marry their like side piece.
The person that they're having an affair
with. They're like, sorry, we can't get married. This is going nowhere. And it provides an out. Like, I get that. That's logical, not hypocrisy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But I get it. Yes, so there's the inherent hypocrisy and there's a difference. They both kind of imply some kind of role model status.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
a politician is more
conventionally considered to be a role model as they are setting an agenda and they're creating laws and laws imply morality and all that shit. But if you are a, you know, rock star, there's no implication that you're a role model. But if you're Kevin Hart and you have said things like family first or something like that, and I love my family and all that, that's one thing. I think there might be a situation where, and I don't think this necessarily applies to Kevin Hart, where like, it's a weird position to be in if like you're famous and your wife knows it and you're making a lot of money and she's like, listen, just go make your money, go do whatever you want on the road, come back home at the end of it and make sure you don't have an STD that I think a lot of folks probably have in place that are famous.
Mm-hmm. But Maybe
people
have those.
That's embarrassing to share that dynamic openly with the public. So you end up being like, I made a mistake, even though you're like, she knows.
Right. And by the way, those details, don't need to know about them, right? If they have that agreement, don't need to know about it. If there's an affair, don't need to know about it. Don't care.
Why not? I think I wish we would live in a society where these people, if they have certain agreements similar to that one, could be more open about it, so that other people that follow and are influenced by these celebrities could potentially understand that maybe the traditional monogamous relationship structure that we've set for ourselves is not the best way to go, and that potentially there are other opportunities out there for healthier relationships.
Yeah, look, everybody should what's right for them.
Like, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, do you watch Polyamory? You ever seen the show Polyamory? Another show that you'll probably ask, like, well, you have so much time on your hands. It's late at night when you watch Polyamory. It's a Showtime show about people who are in like open three-way relationships.
Yeah.
And it always turns to shit. Yeah, Annie. Annie watches Big Brother. She understands the downfalls of polyamory.
Yeah.
No, I get it. It can work for you. But like, if you're asking that question, sometimes it's just
a power dynamic for sure.
Yeah, of course. People always say that.
Yeah, but if we don't talk about that, if we don't talk about it openly, then no one even knows that's an alternate.
Phil Mickelson, widely known golfer, open relationship with his wife.
Yeah.
But no one talks about it because it's like, it's Phil Mickelson. You know, but Tiger Woods, on the other hand, Tiger Woods
was not in an open relationship.
Not in an open relationship.
We knew that he wasn't in an open relationship with a reaction from his wife.
God, I love Phil Mickelson.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Tiger's like, wait, a hot woman? Cool, I'll keep her as a wife. But I know that you're not supposed to tell them if you're cheating on them.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you guys ever considered a polyamorous relationship?
I can't do it.
Yeah, neither can I. I'm super jealous.
I can't do it. Same. Like, I think it's just like being Turkish. I have like a more traditionalist approach to it. Mm-hmm. Like, I can have, as long as there's no boundaries set, like, this is a relationship, we're in an... if it's an open relationship, I can do it, and I do that a lot. Like, I'm very honest all the time with my partners. It's like, this is just an open relationship. You can be with other people. I can be with other people. It's totally fine. But if it's like a very serious relationship where you're with this person and there's the expectation that they are faithful to you and you are to them, then like, I can't turn that around to be like, let's just have a polyamorous relationship.
I have a solution. Mm-hmm. The solution is that you're in the relationship, you're in three relationships for 5 years that they don't know each other. Because it's the sex that gets in the way. After 5 years, you're not having sex that much anymore. It's not a big thing. You're like, all right, I'm in these relationships. Or you're in one relationship for a long time before you bring, and that the sex dies there. And she doesn't want to have sex with you. And you're like, all right, you don't want to have sex with me. She wants to have sex with me. Is that cool? And she's like, please go.
Wait, that sounds super sad. Is that what happens?
Like, oh,
I don't even know. I've only been with, like, the longest relationship I've been in is like a year and a half.
Yeah, no. Eventually, I mean, I'm mostly speaking from like old comedians talking. We just got married, and so it hasn't like happened yet, but I'm certain, because hang around any old married couple, they're like, we never have sex anymore. Laugh track. But like, the point is, I don't know.
Even the post games are depressing. Like, I just
sounds so sad.
I can't deal with that right now. Let's not. Let's just not talk about that.
But do you think like a polyamorous relationship is possible? I'm sure, like, ideally,
for some people it is.
If everyone's open, and everyone's
Would you even want another male involved?
No, I don't have time for another male.
But that's the thing that I don't get.
That's the thing I don't get about people who like have affairs. Like, cheating happens, right? If it's like a one-time thing, you're on a business trip, lapse of judgment, whatever, I get it. I mean, that's not gonna be as time-consuming as having a full-on affair while you're married. I'm talking about men and women. How do you have time?
No, they're thrill seekers. They're thrill seekers.
But
they're,
like, here's my thrill every day, just trying to get shit done by the deadline. Like, that's the thrill.
You.
Like, I just don't get how, like, having a serious relationship takes so much time and effort, right? Like, marriage especially, they're not kidding, it's work. It's work, because you get comfortable. Like, whether you like it or not, I think most humans, something happens to them subconsciously where you're like, all right, I'm good, I'm married already. Like, I got this guy, or I got this woman, right? We're good. And then you just like start to forget to impress each other, and then you stop having sex. Like, you fall into that pattern, right? And so it takes work to keep things fresh and fun or whatever. You gotta do that with another person? You gotta do that with two fucking people?
No, I think that's the element of like, ooh, like I'm getting done up and pretty, and this is for both men and women. Like I'm getting pretty for this person again.
I don't wanna get pretty for anyone.
It's making me feel young again, you know what I mean?
I wonder if it's like, you want secrets.
Yeah,
I think. People want secrets. Like you live with someone, you see everything, you want a secret.
I don't want secrets.
I don't know. Like, I think some but I think like that stems. Secrets. No, it stems from, and they say this a lot, where it's like you need to get it out of your system. Like when you're younger, and it's a little bit more difficult for men than women. And let's be real, because you know the hierarchy. But you just need to get it out of your system as best as you can, because that's like relationships are very important to me. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not going to be faithful to this person, then I see no reason to be in a relationship where I would be super sad or hurt someone, devastate someone so significantly.
I don't think that getting it out of your system is a thing.
I do.
Really?
I do. I think legit. Not having gotten it out of your system is a thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just know some people who like end up getting together because this is the first and only, and then it's like they've been together for like 10 years and they're 31 or something, and they're like, fuck.
I agree with that, but no, I mean, I only get into relationships when I like feel like I have to. Like I
right,
want
like
to.
Some kind of contractual obligation, some kind of blackmail situation.
Yeah, no, totally.
All right, we're out of time, guys.
Like Kevin Hart.
I'm getting that wrap up sign. But thank you for doing the show with me today. We will do another show tomorrow, like we always do, every Thursday.
Because of some kind of contractual obligation
or blackmail.
Actually, no, there's no contract, which
I'm
is
being
cool.
extorted.
All right, guys, we love you. We'll see you tomorrow.